Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. I'm so glad that I can come and encourage you with the Word of God. I believe that faith comes by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. In this time of sharing, I would like to encourage you that God's healing belongs to you. If you are a believer, Jesus already paid a price for your healing. You need to understand that our God is a healer and He loves to heal His children. It's so important to know that our Heavenly Father is the medical physician or doctor, but He is even greater than the doctor because He can perform healing for the people who have incurable disease. Any sickness and disease, God can heal. And this is the good news. If you read the Bible, you can see that all throughout Scripture, we can see people healed and restored on a regular basis by the power of God. I would like to read an amazing story of healing, which is found in the book of Mark, chapter 5, verses 24 to 34. Please grab hold of the life-changing truth in this passage. In Mark, chapter 4, verses 24 to 34, the Bible says, "So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment, for she said, 'If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well.' Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, 'Who touched my clothes?' But his disciples said to him, 'You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, "Who touched me?" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your afflictions.'" This woman has suffered from a bleeding disorder for 12 years. She has spent all of her money on doctor's care, but she was not getting better. In fact, she was getting worse. She could have given up, but she held on to her profession of faith. One day, she learned that Jesus, who had a reputation of being a healer and being a deliverer, and he claimed to be the Son of the living God, she learned that he was coming to her town. The crowds were large and they pressed around him. She was weak, but she pushed her way through the crowd. Her faith and expectation was so strong that made her body so strong that she could press through the crowd. She knew that if she could just touch his robe, she would be healed. As soon as she put her hand on the hem of his garment, she felt the bleeding stopped and the suffering leave her body immediately. She was healed by the power of God because of her faith and because of her confession of faith. Jesus also felt power go out of him and asked who had touched him. In verses 32 to 34, again, the Bible says, "But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith." Why don't you say, "Your faith"? my faith, your faith, my faith had healed you. Go in peace and be freed from suffering. You can see that God performed miracle when his people came to him with faith and make a confession of faith and come into contact with his anointing or with his power. Nowadays, we are not living in those centuries anymore, in the time of Jesus Christ. Jesus is in heaven. The question is, how do we reach out and touch Jesus today? I want to encourage you. We touch him by standing confidently on God's promises and believing him for divine healing. So number one, we believe in God's promise and we stand in faith. And then we confess with our mouth the promise of God for our own life. And not only that, we touch him by coming into his glory or his presence, being touched by the fire of God or the anointing. I love to be in the meeting where the glory of the Lord comes down, where the fire of God is moving, and God opened heaven and poured his anointing upon people in the meeting, and people can be healed by his power. When people come by faith and confess with their mouth that the promise of God shall be fulfilled. You can speak in faith to the mountains of sickness and poor health and declare God's healing and restoration in your life or in the life of your loved ones. Faith will come to action and see the miracle when you confess with your mouth. When you have faith and you confess with your mouth the word of faith, God will move his mighty hand and perform a miracle of restoration and healing for you. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13, the Bible says, "It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken." With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. The Bible talks about the spirit of faith. And then you have the spirit of faith. You speak words of faith. And when you believe and speak words of faith over your situation, things happen. Miracles begin to be set into motion. When you come into agreement with what God's word say about you, about your circumstances, about his power and healing, you will see that his miracle, his supernatural breakthrough will be released into your life. I heard a testimony that a young boy had problem with his feet. The tendon need to be repaired by doctor, and even after surgery, he would not be able to run. The parents brought this young boy to the revival meeting in Bangkok many times, and the fire of God touched this young boy, and the parents speak the word of faith, and eventually his feet was totally healed, and now he can run in the school. I heard another story of a believer who had back problem, depression, sleeping problem, insomnia, and he claimed by faith. He kept speaking by faith many times, and eventually he was totally healed by faith. I myself had skin problem, and I spoke by faith again and again. Eventually, I woke up with complete healing. God wants you to believe in his goodness and continually expect his promises of healing, restoration, abundance, and breakthrough. You have to believe his promise and say it before you will see the miracle. Please focus on God's promises instead of on the problems of your life. Invite God's truth into your life. Listen to good teaching. Listen to the teaching of faith. You can say, "Father, thank you that you are opening doors that no man can shut." You can speak, "God, I don't see a way, but I know you have a way. You are on the throne." You can speak by faith, "Lord, you are bigger than what I am facing." You may be thinking, "I have been believing for miracles and I am waiting for God to do something, That is good. Keep believing. Keep confessing. Keep believing and declaring His truth. Keep pressing into His glory or His tangible presence. Just like what the woman with the issue of blood did. When you do these things, chains will break off. Strongholds will be broken. If you or a loved one are fighting a sickness, it is easy to focus on the medical report and how bad the disease or the sickness looks. Your mind will start to worry about your sickness, about the medical bill. When it does, stop it and get into agreement with the Word of God. Meditate on His Word and say aloud what He says about you. You should say like this, I am healed. That is in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. You say, I am healed. You say, with long life, will God satisfy me? Psalm 91, verse 16. With long life will I satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. What God started in my life, He is going to finish. Declare that. What God starts in my life, He shall finish. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue His work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. Miracles are released when you stand in faith. Miracles for physical and emotional healing, financial restoration, and unspeaking blessing will happen. You should press into the tangible presence of God, of His glory, of His fire as well, and stand in faith and speak the promise of God. I want to read some of the promises of God to encourage you. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 18, the Bible says, I tell you the truth, whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. So whatever you declare by faith on earth, be healed. Heaven will support you. When you say, my addiction must be gone, heaven will support you. When you say, my debt will be paid off, heaven will go along with you and help you. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, the Bible says, for I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, say the Lord, because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, no one seek her. So you can declare God can restore you and heal you. Isaiah 55, verse 5, but He was wounded for our transgression, He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. What do you do when you are saying the right things and speaking in faith according to the promise of God, but nothing is changing? What do you do? Are you going to be discouraged? Are you going to give up? Are you going to back off? No. The Bible encourages how to fight in faith, the fight of the good fight of faith. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 say, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep His promise. God can be trusted to keep His promise. We have to stand tightly, hold tightly to the promise of God. The enemy is on the other side, and the enemy will try to get us to have doubt against the truth of God, against the Word of God. He wants to take you and me away from the fire of God. Maybe you are facing debt. Keep talking about abundance. Maybe you are in trouble. Keep talking about God's favor. Maybe your child or your grandchild is off track. Keep talking about restoration. Every time you expect victory, you are getting a little closer to the miracle. And when you believe and proclaim God's promises, you are making your faith known. People can see you are expecting to go to a new level. Remember, God is a healer and he loves to heal his children. He is with you and for you every step of the way of your life. From now on, I believe you're going to be people of faith and you're going to see miracles, healings, supernatural breakthroughs because you agree with the promise of God, declare the promise of God and stand in faith, hold on to the promise of God until the end. May the Lord really help you to have victory in everything in your life. Thank you so much for listening to this word of encouragement. And I believe that from now on, you will see more miracles for yourself and for your loved one or for your church brothers and sisters. You speak in faith every day. Don't speak negative. Okay? God bless you. Father, I declare the healing of God upon my brother and sister who are listening to this sharing. May you, Lord, touch them. The stripe of Jesus Christ heal them. May you bring restoration and breakthrough to their life in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you so much. I will see you again in the next teaching or sharing time. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
You, Lord.